Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's Mr. Clapton bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. A lot of stuff there. You can read, you can listen, you can watch videos to your little heart's content. And that website is 16 years old this month. Obviously, we have done a lot of things, a lot of improvements, a lot of work, and a fair amount of investment has gone into making that website available to you and handy and up to date and fresh every day, every single day. There's something new on our website, sometimes a lot of new stuff. So check it out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Jeff Sabar is there too, by the way, folks. The body of work that he's deposited with us over the last more than 14 years is right there. I encourage you to go check that out too. Jeff is the Chief Home Officer, as you know, chiefhomeofficer.com, and the author of a number of books, award-winning journalist. Jeff, we're talking about, well, one of the things I wanted to cover with you and get your thoughts on are the things that small business owners have to do to reinvent themselves, to stay, you know, in the first segment when I tell people who's coming on the show, I started talking about survival. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know, I was talking about success. How do you measure success? And, you know, very quickly, and I said, let me tell you something. There's one of the markers, one of the, in my opinion, I acknowledge it, acknowledged markers of success in a small business is not just that you got rich, because many small business owners do not get rich,
right?
But that you survived,
right?
Because if you survived, that means you obviously somehow paid yourself, you obviously somehow made a profit, or you can't sustain yourself, you somehow made the cash flow, or you can't sustain yourself. So somehow just surviving, even if you don't get rich, is a success in small business, because it's hard to be a small business owner. But one of the things you have to do in order to sustain yourself is you have to learn how to reinvent yourself. And some people call that being a chameleon. I don't care what term you use. You got to be versatile.
Yeah, absolutely. If you think back to who we are today and what we were, I mean, you and I have had these conversations for 14 plus years, and I don't think in many ways we are now what we were then, although more evolved, hopefully.
Oh, no, that's a lot. I mean, no, I think both of us are not even, we're a lot different than we were 14
well,
years
but
ago.
Well, but we...
In terms of how we think, how we respond to the marketplace.
True, well, that, but I mean, as far as, we're both media, you know, we're both...
Yeah, oh, yeah,
media,
yeah, no,
but
we've
evolved beyond
that. We haven't
that.
Changed the industry, yeah.
But okay. If we look back from even that point back to where we started, you used to be a sales rep with Big Blue, I believe it was.
Xerox.
With Xerox, yeah. There you go. Mm-hmm. And so...
And Sears.
And Sears, and I was...
And,
you know,
and Mangum's Furniture.
There you go. Let's take it way back. And Grob came
and,
in with...
And, and Hardee's.
And Hardee's, yeah, there you go. So we do, I guess evolution does occur.
Yeah.
But the point is, you know, had you had your blinders on, and had you looked at business as nope, I'm going to be a restaurant, you know, I'm going to be in the restaurant trade,
right.
Or I'm going to be a sales
right.
rep for the rest of my life, we wouldn't be here today.
That's right.
In many ways. And I think that closes doors and we lose opportunities because of it. And a lot of them are serendipity, you know, or they come along with, you know, just by happenstance and chance that we, you know, someone, for example, right now I'm finishing up work on writing a speech for a big gala this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
10 years ago, that wasn't in my wheelhouse.
Right.
But someone asked me to do it. I said, yeah, let's give it a shot. We did it. And it's not, for me, it's not that tough.
Mm-hmm.
And I was able to hone it over the years to the point that I, you know, can get good money from doing that.
Right.
And had I stuck to what I graduated from college with, which was a journalism degree,
right.
I'd be a nomad in the sense of I'd be, you know, moving from one
you'd
job
be a,
to the next.
You'd be a snooty elitist journalist right now.
There you go. Exactly.
Probably unemployed.
probably freelancing.
Maybe unemployable. But you know, exactly. No, you're exactly right. And one of the things that what you're talking about right now and how that's manifested in me and in my thoughts actually is an entire chapter in my new book, and the title of the chapter is "What's Love Got to Do with It?" And you've heard me say this before, Jeff. If you're going to survive as a small business owner, it's okay to fall in love with what you do, journalism, media, whatever. It's okay to fall in love with what you do. It's not okay to fall in love with how you do it.
Absolutely.
And that's what you just said.
Absolutely. The job is about, you know, it's everything has changed around us. We've spoken about social media. We've spoken about the way we get things done, the process and how we go through it. But, you know, I love what I do, but everything about it is changing, and mm-hmm. I love that too. You know, I mean, if you wake up in the morning and you dread what you're going to do, then you're doing something wrong.
Well, you're a wordsmith.
That's right.
You've been drawn to that your whole life.
Right.
And you went to school to become educated about being a wordsmith.
Right.
And so what you've done is you have plowed the North 40 of journalism, so to speak, or of being a wordsmith.
Right.
In the direction that makes Jeff happy while still remaining a wordsmith.
Absolutely.
And you let the marketplace and your desires take you in the direction that you should go.
And that's me, and I would hope that I'm not, you know, maybe I chose well in choosing what I wanted
to do, but anybody
should do that.
That's exactly, Jeff, you're doing what we're all doing.
Yep.
The problem is when you get stuck, like if you had just got stuck in being just a journalist,
right.
It wouldn't have made you happy, you wouldn't have evolved with the marketplace,
right?
And you and I might not be talking, and wouldn't that be a scary thing?
That would be a scary thing. Be without Jim for a month.
ChiefHomeOfficer.com, Jeff's website. Thanks,
that's
Jeff.
Me.
Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim. Be well.
Jeff Zabar, he'll be back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.